This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner to go through the charts and have our comments and our thoughts and what we've been talking about on our respective programs. Jennifer, mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and knocking them dead there. It's a better program than anything else that they have in Los Angeles, I'll tell you that. Despite her co-host, at any rate. Right, okay. I just love having you here with us. That's the thing. And nobody can replace me
and
with
obviously
you.
Obviously, I must love being here, because here we are.
Here we are. Yes, exactly. All right, so Jay and Jennifer and I are going to have our comments based on conversations we've had this week on the people list from Talkers Magazine. Number 10, George Santos. Let's just do the list, and then we'll do our up check.
Are you Santosing us?
Yes, right. Good God.
It's going to be a bird now.
Yeah, all right, so I am distracted a little bit. The whole business about between Santos and Omar and the huffing and puffing going on. Look, I have no use. She's number 6, by the way, on the people list. I have no use for her one way or another. But the fact that there are so many different points of view when it comes to her. MSNBC would tell you she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they were a bunch of racist pigs because obviously what we're doing to her is a result of her religion and her background, and yada, yada, yada. With George Santos, there's none of that. He's a worthless piece of crap. And the fact that
we think we're not sure
what
because he's lying. We don't even know who the guy is. He's like told a million stories.
Yeah, he's catfished the nation.
He is totally catfished the nation. The way that I look at this is that last cycle, Nancy Pelosi went through and said we're going to pick who we want to have on these committees because we're the majority party. This time around, and Republicans warned at that time, you're setting precedents. So now that Republicans are in charge, some people are saying this is just, trying to hit back. But
of course it is.
I have no issue with Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell being allowed on other committees because they've been, look, Schiff lied to his voters just as much as George Santos, but about different things. Schiff lied about the Russia stuff. Santos lies about who he is. Both of them, if they're elected by their constituents, should stay in Congress, but neither of them should be on a committee where you're trusted with the highest bits of intelligence in the land, because that's ridiculous. You're a known liar. Why should we put you on the intel
committee? So is Omar in that same category?
So the reason I bring up Nancy Pelosi is that she knocked Marjorie Taylor Greene off of committees for something that she thought was white nationalist talk from like years ago, like before Marjorie Taylor Greene was even in Congress. And so she said she couldn't be on any committee. What Republicans voted on yesterday is Ilhan Omar has said really anti-Semitic things. She is anti-Israel, and she sits on the Foreign Relations Committee, which deals with Israel all the time. So what the vote was this week is that she can sit now on any other committee, including Intel, just not on Foreign Relations because of the comments that she's made about Israel.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want her on Intel. But what is interesting, the fact that I had forgotten that she was so anti-Semitic. So why is she given, under the circumstances, she's a representative of a district in Michigan.
That's right.
So is she representing the people there? Are they anti-Semites?
I guess. I don't know. It's a really great question. How does she get elected over and over again with those really terrible things that she said about Israel?
Yeah.
So I think it's a question. It's a question for her voters. I live in Adam Schiff's district. I bonk my head against the wall going, this guy's lied to us over and over again. How do people keep electing him? But they do. So what's appropriate? Is it appropriate to put him on? I'd rather have him on appropriations than I would rather have him on the Intel committee. So those are the three that were suspect. But something happened this week that the media is not going to tell you about. And it was because of the woman in Indiana. She's a Republican. And she said, you know, enough of this nonsense about the majority party, like deciding who can go on what committee. And this is kind of a new thing since Nancy Pelosi cycled this last time. She said, if somebody is not allowed to be on a committee, they get an appeals process. And so that's the way that they were able to secure enough votes to even have Ilhan Omar's vote of no confidence to be on foreign relations. Mm-hmm. So now, if somebody gets pulled off of a committee, at least they have an appeal process if they think that it's just a political hit job. Mm-hmm. And they can appeal that decision. Hmm. So I think that's more fair than just deciding the majority party gets to play.
What committees has George Santos been assigned to?
He's on no committees right now because he wasn't on anything important first, because Kevin McCarthy already came out and said, we're not putting him on anything important. It's up to his voters. Just like I'm not going to kick Adam Schiff out of Congress, I'm not going to kick Santos out of Congress. It's up to the voters. But he had kind of boring committee assignments. I don't even know what they were. But he just resigned all of them this week, saying I won't sit on any committee. So basically right now he's a placeholder in Congress, which means he's on his way out.
Good. See you later, George. Okay, number 9 on the people list is Tyre Nichols. Nikki Haley is number 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Ms. Omar is at 6. Ron DeSantis is at 5. Hunter Biden at 4. Good God, can we get rid of this guy? Jerome Powell is 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. Joe Biden is 1. On the story side of things, artificial intelligence and what it means to McDonald's hamburger chain as much as anything else.
I'd like to buy some of that artificial intelligence.
Right. Maybe we'll be replaced by an artificial voice. What do you think? And an artificial brain.
Oh, no. Don't give anybody those ideas.
I know.
Yeah. Who could think like us, though? You can't create a machine to think like we do. Uh-uh.
No,
Russia and the war, number 9 this week. The death of Tyre Nichols is 8. Who's running for president in 24 is 7. Border security is 6. Mr. DeSantis, the continuing focus on what he is doing in education, the policies that he's directing in Florida. Hunter Biden, my God, this guy. Number 4, let's see here. The government document leaks, investigations, and so much a hubbub about nothing. Number 2, the debt ceiling, and number 1, the economy. Okay, so let's, number 3, as much as I don't want to talk about this, I'm going to throw this angle out. This is one of these things, and as I look at the top, I was going to say the top 3, look at the top 10, according to Talkers Magazine, and how much of this stuff is hooey? When you get right down to the brass tacks of discussions.
Meaning scandal, when you say hooey?
Well, I don't have a scandal. Maybe I'd put Hunter Biden in the same. 3 and 4 to me are nonsense. It's a lot of this list reflects what people are talking about. But why are we talking about it? There's nothing new in terms of government documents, in terms of leaks. And what are we investigating? Why are we investigating? All these people do this stuff, and they've been doing it for years. And to whose detriment? You go, well, there's 50 million things. What makes something classified? That's what ought to be investigated, not all this other stuff, because there's so much junk in there. Who cares?
Well, why does it take so long?
Yeah, there's a reason there's a conversation about this. I think you're right, and there are lots of pieces of this. We overclassify documents tremendously in the country.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
I don't think the fact that Joe Biden or Mike Pence or, gosh, Jimmy Carter, like whoever, like
right.
I don't think it matters.
Jimmy Carter's a crook because he took crap.
I don't think that it would have mattered as much that everybody's taking classified documents home as like a souvenir with them if they hadn't raided Mar-a-Lago and make an example out of Trump.
I agree with that.
The reason it's a big deal for Joe Biden is because Joe Biden made it a big deal for Trump. He did that primetime interview and he said that Trump couldn't be trusted and blah, blah. So then he makes it a big deal. I also think that the other part of this story that is really concerning is people's feeling that there's a double-tiered system of justice. So, you know, Trump gets raided, Biden gets his lawyers there, they give him 7 months before they send the FBI into his home so he can clean everything up. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But you also have a couple of other pieces that are discouraging. It was revealed this week that the Department of Justice and Biden's administration made a deal not to tell anybody about the documents that they found in his office.
Of course they did.
The first set. Well, that's not okay.
It's all politics.
But it's not politics.
Not okay.
That's protecting your own. And I think this is the swamp that Trump talks so much about, and it includes Republicans as well as Democrats.
But he didn't
do
anything
about it. They weren't going to tell anybody. So Mr. Transparent, who ran and says Trump's such a bad guy, is now making deals to shut it up. The other piece is that I don't mind if Mike Pence or Jimmy Carter, quite frankly, have classified documents, or Bill Clinton, or I don't know about Obama. We'll see about that. But what I don't like is that we have now a history, a pattern of behavior with the Biden's family, that they sell that information to our adversaries. So I have a problem if Joe Biden has classified information. That's important. Look, if it's something that's overclassified, fine. That would make me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But this is stuff he's selling to Ukraine and to China? Come on.
Well, there's a cloud over that. Whether it is or it isn't,
it's how they make their money. That we know this.
Yeah. Well, the understanding here, though, as far as the laptop and Hunter Biden, now what they've done is they have hired a bunch of lawyers to deny that the laptop existed. They want a criminal probe, not into what Hunter Biden is doing, but into the people who leaked the information. So they're deflecting it. This is so obvious.
Yeah.
They're making it worse for themselves.
His lawyers had actually admitted that it was his laptop this week. Also, a new piece of information came off the laptop that he was withholding. This is just, I don't know if it constitutes a crime, but it's sure scumbag behavior. He was withholding a woman's paycheck unless she would send him naked pictures of her, like, showering and have, like...
Hunter Biden was?
Yes, at Owasco, really? Which was his lawyering group. Mm. And by the way, they have the pictures, so it's not like he didn't get them.
Are they any good? Did you see them?
I saw them. They're very spicy. The Daily Mail had them. And
Stormy Daniels spicy?
Everybody's naked. Let's just say that. Everybody's naked.
Well, look, just because they're naked, there's a nude beach down in Florida, Riviera Beach, in Palm Beach County, and there's no one there you want to see naked.
Well,
nobody,
it's not that. This woman you do want to see, I'm sure many people would like it, and Hunter Biden standing over her naked. So the two of them, yeah.
How lovely is that?
I don't know if that happens on the beach all the time.
I think we'll keep moving here. It's now 18 after this, the Talk Radio Roundup.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2 times O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Social media time, 23 after the hour. Each hour of the Good Day program, we present ideas and thoughts from our listeners. You can get to us pretty easily at Good Day Show. So let's see what Jay has come up with. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all your car care needs. Get the parts, the service that you need. It's very quick. They're fast, the professional parts people at O'Reilly. So check it out, O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go online and order stuff, or you can go to the stores. It's always fun. I love going to the stores like that. Maybe I'm the only one in the world who does. I like wandering around, looking at the batteries. I look at the the brake fluid.
You know, I love to shop. The oil. Jay, I think you love to shop. I don't know. I love O'Reilly Auto Parts when I need it. I just don't go to browse. That's all.
Right. Okay. Got that. All right. So let's get the comments here, Jay. The vote on Ms. Omar and what it means. And so let's see. We've got
voting off the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Yeah,
Mike
right.
Zadra called it a good start. Mm-hmm. Sharon Jakubicek said, I'm from Minnesota. She has a lot of luggage. She should be gone. Mm-hmm. James Phelps agrees that it should have happened some time ago. Sydney Houghton thinks that Ilhan Omar should be deported. Stacey Array.
She was born here, wasn't she?
No, she's Somalian.
Yeah.
Oh, she was Somalian? I thought her family was Somalian. I didn't think.
No, remember she married her brother or something like that? There was that scandal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Stacey Array says it was not for anti-Semitic. Otherwise, that other GOP member who was talking about Jewish laser beams wouldn't have gotten a committee as well.
Who was that?
That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, which she was kicked off of all committees. However, now, doesn't she have a committee assignment again? Isn't she part of...
So what did she say? This is news to me. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene say?
It was something about space laser beams.
What's it got to do with Jewish
and lasers? That Jewish people put them up there. Like, that was something along her comments. And she had it been.
That could have been true, by the way.
Marjorie Taylor Greene had been removed of all committees, but now she is on the House Homeland Security.
Trump's running mate, for God's sakes. Right? Let's have him.
Can you imagine? Trump's like, yes, I heard about the laser beams.
Thank you for doing the Dr. Evil voice, because that's immediately what I thought, too.
Uh-huh. All right. What else
And then Scott Gibbons says the Republican-led Congress is a sorry place. So different viewpoints.
Right. All right, next question has to do with, what is this number? She's number 8 on the people list. Whether or not Nikki Haley would make an interesting presidential candidate.
Yeah, apparently she's supposed to announce her run at February 15th. John Berg says, I could support Nikki Haley. She's intelligent, well-spoken, and would make an amazing president.
I'd look at her carefully, frankly. I would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Liz Ovard says that, unfortunately, she's Canadian. Liz is Canadian, so she can't vote, but she finds Nikki Haley very impressive.
Yeah, I think she is. Yeah.
Sydney Hutton would rather vote for Trump or DeSantis, while Cheryl Grayschick...
Sydney, you're a sexist.
Cheryl Grayschick says that Nikki Haley is very capable, the youngest governor of South Carolina. She's a diplomat. She's articulate. She is quiet yet confident in her demeanor, and this country needs to dump the tired old politicians.
I want to see this. I want to see Nikki Haley run against Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
Well, okay, so Jeremy has a take on that one.
Wait, his name's Jeremy?
At least on Facebook it is. he says this might sound sexist, but there will never be a woman president because there are still countries who don't even recognize women, and they sure as heck would not be negotiating with them.
That isn't going to keep us from voting for one.
But, yeah.
Nice thinking, Jeremy. You sure this isn't Ron Jeremy, who's just using Jeremy instead of Ron Jeremy? Could be that's coming from Ron Jeremy. Okay, enough of the chuckles. I think we better pause now while we're ahead. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Tempting as it may be to add a couple bucks to your... Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The government, along with NORAD, are tracking a Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over Montana's military facilities, including some of our nukes. Canada said it was working with the United States after the Pentagon said it is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon and added it was monitoring a potential second incident. China's mouthpiece said the United States air defense system is a decoration and cannot be trusted. End quote. The House kicked out Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar from her position on the Foreign Affairs Committee in a vote Thursday, citing her language used in many instances, including anti-Semitism. Speaker of the House McCarthy on the Hill.
Based upon what she had said, the anti-Semitic comments, it's all about the Benjamins. The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day. Even the former Democratic chair of the committee believed her comments were wrong.
Lance Pride, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know, there's a million different ways that this whole day could go. So I'm just popping in to say, I hope you have a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
At 34 at the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the top stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and the Good Day program. Jay is here from Good Day. Doug is here from Good Day. Because Jennifer is here and because most usually there's something in the story list that focuses on some of the, and I guess this week number 8 would be that the violence in America, the Nichols death, but more to the point of where they happen, some of these things. A lot of them have happened in California this week. The fact that some, the news media here yesterday, Jennifer, as I was looking around after I had my eye operated on, the mass shooting that every one of the 5 news channels were on at the same time. Supposedly the police seized high-powered rifles from this guy who was accused of making threats. So how did they get this information?
Yeah, that was a story that was actually a lot to draw from the story about what we need to be doing. There was a guy who moved into a high-rise apartment building in Hollywood. He was on the 18th floor. And I guess he had been just kind of just showing people bad behavior and saying crazy things like he was going to kill everybody. And so many of the residents and even the building staff started to complain to police. And how many times have we heard that people don't say anything, number one, and if they do say anything, the police ignore it? Well, the police actually came to check it out. And when they got there, they heard that he had made these threats, including killing everybody. And so they got a warrant. They went in. They searched his place. They found thousands of rounds of ammunition, multiple firearms, all different kinds. And he had a basically like a sniper rifle pointed at the park beneath the building with a pane of glass. He had glass windows, and he had it pointing through the window down at the ground, which gives
you know what I thought of when I saw that?
Las Vegas.
I thought
probably,
of
right?
Las Vegas. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Same.
And so he had it set up. Now, you know, I was talking with, as you mentioned, I do the L.A. radio show with my co-host. He goes, well, I have a lot of guns. But and so if I ever got arrested, they'd say, I have all of these guns and all of this ammunition. But the point that he had it, he had things sticking out the window ready to take aim at people, that's not normal behavior. So he comes
just
home.
Moved into that building.
Yeah, he comes home and they arrest him. And so I think, you know, well done, first of all, to the LAPD. Well done to the people who complained. And good for them for listening and not just bypassing it like we've heard in so many other stories. And then we wonder what happened when there was a tragedy. And we go, oh, what should we have done differently? They actually did this one right. And I guess he had ties to other violent attacks. They didn't say what, but in other states outside of California. So
speaking of attacks, story of this 5-year-old boy in California who survived an attack by a mountain lion up in San Mateo, which is an area where a lot of this stuff would happen. The youngster identified as Jack. There's a GoFundMe page that's been set up for his family. Anyway, this boy, he's got a lot of lacerations on his body and fracture. His eye is messed up, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but he's alive, but and he's going
he's
to make
alive.
It and still thrive in life.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, under the circumstances, the courage here did, you know, and you think about a 5-year-old, it's got to be more instinctive than anything else, right?
Yeah.
He wrestled this mountain lion.
Yeah, he and his mom both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. There you go. That's something to be thankful for, I guess, much as anything else. All right, and the other thing from California that people are talking about, Jennifer, this is the California segment of the countdown. The police trying to figure out why these 3 cars were driving down a road where there was a sinkhole. The road's closed off, and these idiots drive down the road, and the cars go into the sinkhole.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that. I just know that we've had sinkholes open up in California because of the rains and the roads are in
such terrible condition. Yeah, but this had road close signs.
And it said road
closed.
I know. Yeah. People wanted to still drive over it. I know. It's just people are idiots.
So you get what you deserve. Yeah. And so, fortunately,
this has been a thing, though, around here with all the rain and all the yucky roads that nobody does any upkeep on. And so then you've got a big sinkhole, and people decide it would be fun to go drive into it.
You know, that's the other thing. And I would think, I'm sure you bring this up on your program because you're not a fan of the current governor. But what are people thinking when they are looking for leadership and there is none? Basically, there's no leadership in California whatsoever. There's a lot of posturing. There's a lot of talk. But when you look at the condition of the roads, when I drive around here, when I'm here, I look at and I know what my children are paying in taxes. I know when I was a landowner, what I was paying in taxes here. How do you stand it? How do you put up with it is the question.
We pay an awful lot to get not a lot back.
Nothing.
And people, and this is what is the going conversation. You don't have people that make change. Or you have unions that are so strong that there's so much corruption when election time comes that, you know, they can take advantage of the system, get people to show up, and then the vote is the same. And so when there's a problem, the party that's in power kind of likes the problem because they can make money and give themselves and hand out favors to try to fix it. The idea that you can fix homelessness with just money, 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 which is all they think, is just not true. The idea that you can fix crime by taking away police and creating new areas of government is not true. But they're making money for themselves and their friends, so they're going to continue to do it, and we're going to continue to just be in this terrible, vicious cycle.
It's really amazing how shallow people are. Part of it, I think, has to come from younger people or their focus on social media, not really learning what's going on. They have advocacy positions. You know, the same thing as some of the talk radio is today. Or most of it is. It's advocacy. It's not really, you're not learning anything. You're just having people do the rah-rah shish-goomba. You know, whether it comes to Representative Omar, who deserves not to be where she is, whatever it is that becomes the fix for that. But you know, we don't. There's another new network. The News Nation is one of the television networks that's now pretty much focusing on the news itself. No opinions. No groups or people together, you know, to say, well, what do you think of this? And there's, I think, Scripps has another. And isn't that who it is, Jennifer? I think the old Scripps news stations have now created another. Because their research shows that people want to know what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't want to look at Fox and see the same old crap every day. They don't want to look at MSNBC and the same old crap. Read the New York Times and that crap every day. All right, having said that, number 7 on the story list this week, who's running for the presidency? And I think as I look at you could expect Donald Trump to take a shot at Nikki Haley, which he has done already.
Not in a huge, you know, it was interesting.
Well, not as disrespectful as he usually is.
Yeah. Well, no, he just called her overly ambitious.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't know if that's an insult. I guess maybe overly ambitious is supposed to be an insult on a female. I don't know. But the only person officially in the campaign right now, I think Democrat or Republican, at least in the main, is Trump. Nikki Haley said she's going to announce on the 15th. She called Trump and because she'd been on tape saying that she wouldn't run if he was in because that was her president. She did a wonderful job. Well, she changed her mind, and he's in the race, and so she called him and said, yeah, I think I had a change of mind. And he told her, and she said what he told her, and he said what he told her, and they match up, that, I don't really want you to run, but it's a free country. Everybody can run, and if it's in your heart, follow your heart. So that's what she's going to do. I think that she
How would
might
she be, as a vice presidential running
mate? Well, that's what I think this might be. I think this might be an attempt to have her become his vice president, because Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, has a book out. He doesn't like Nikki Haley. He said that Nikki Haley went to Trump to try to knock out Pence in 2020 to become vice president. And on Hugh Hewitt's show this week, Trump didn't want to embarrass her, but wouldn't comment on the story. So to me, that means, yes, she did
Trump
try to knock out.
So Trump was on with Hugh Hewitt.
This week.
He's on the Salem network that Jennifer is on, the ownership of her station. Yeah. Okay, well.
So he says he wouldn't confirm it outright. He said, I don't want to embarrass her, but obviously that means it's probably true in Pompeo's book that she wanted to be his vice president in 2020.
Okay.
So maybe. I think that there are a lot of people who are going to run for the presidency wanting to be Trump's VP, and wouldn't be surprised if he came out with the VP pick sooner rather than later before they even get a chance to be considered to be vice president. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, way too much politics and not a discussion of some of the other issues. Here's this: if I were doing the list, I'm not Talkers Magazine, I'm not Michael Harrison, but I will tell you the number one thing in my focus this week, and that's a pun because I had my eye operated. My focus isn't too good.
The one good eye is on what?
I have one good eye, right. is this damn balloon.
Yes, the Chinese weather balloon.
What the hell is that all about?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something, Doug, that you deserve the credit for, because you have talked about this for a long time, not Chinese weather balloons, but the fact that Chinese companies are coming in and buying up American farmland, and our stupid government's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. These are just businesses coming in. Every business that does that, and I guarantee you, I'm going to say 99.999% of the businesses that do that have direct ties to the Communist Chinese Party.
Of course they do. That's how the country runs.
And they're taking us over.
The government runs everything. Yeah.
They're taking us over quietly from the inside, and we're just stupid with our fingers asleep on the switch. But anyway, so now this piece of farmland, they start launching weather balloons flying over Air Force bases, and now the Air Force is saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't let them go ahead with this deal. What are they waiting for? Shoot the balloon down.
Right. Shoot it down.
Why wouldn't they shoot it down?
It's over Billings, Montana, apparently, as we're doing this program, and that'll catch it, and the jet stream is flowing through there. So it'll blow at 180 miles an hour in an easterly, southeasterly direction. So who knows? And then, but the counter from these lightweights in the government is, well, they can see that. They can see the same thing from a spy satellite.
Sorry.
So why should
shoot
we be worried
down.
About it? No. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, send an F-22 out there and shoot the damn thing down.
Well, they're worried about civilians on the ground. But in that case, if you know where the debris field will be, then evacuate that area.
Or shoot it down over the mountains. Montana, hello. There, I think that's the least populated state in the country, and it's not like there were millions and millions of people there. I think there are 3 million people at most that live in Montana. There's plenty of places, big sky country. You can find a nice big area to shoot the damn thing down and be done with it. So what we are, you know, it's sort of, it goes back to a lot of the other things that we're talking about. With regard to farmland, Jennifer, I thought last year, and I missed, I guess I didn't follow this carefully enough, there was a bill introduced last year to keep the Russians, the Chinese, and all foreign governments from buying farmland. It never made it through the Senate. I thought it did. I don't know whether Biden would sign it or not, but there's another bill that you can check out that's been reintroduced for the same thing, because people who are thinking about this, and mostly it's Republicans, the Democrats don't have a clue, want to keep the Russians and the Chinese from buying farmland. Yes, that's something we need to be focused on.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You could also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape?
Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The hour on the Good Day program. Friday is upon us. It's the 3rd of February. Time for a visit, our weekly visit. Sounds like I'm going to the doctor. Let's go see. Our proctologist is here, Dr. Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com. Actually, we're digging into and reviewing the important things, the news that Nick has been following from the automobile business this past week. And there's a study out on traffic congestion. The town that I live in Massachusetts, Framingham, in this survey came in as the 50th most congested driving in the country, which is amazing considering that it's a 75,000, you know, maybe there's 75,000 people that live there, but it's on the main drag. The largest shopping centers in the east are there, a whole bunch of them. The intersection of four major highways there. So I guess maybe that's one of the reasons. But plus the fact that the road works haven't kept up. So when you look at this and analyze it for people to understand what's going on, what is the reason? It's okay to understand that there's congestion all over the place, where the worst states are for driving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then, you know, what's being done? What can be done after they give us this information? So what's the cure for it? Look at these, the worst states. What a surprise. California's in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hawaii? Really? I've driven to Hawaii. You've driven to Hawaii. You think it's so bad in Hawaii? I don't think it's so bad in Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii is bad, Doug, because they have very few roads, right? They don't want to put new roads through through such small islands. And when you get all these people visiting and they have one way in and one way out to certain beaches and certain towns and coastlines, they get very jam-packed. And I remember taking 2 hours to get from the airport in Maui to the hotel once, and you know, just because somebody had broken down. So it can, because there's few roads, it can be very frustrating. But that's an exception. And I think where you live is a little bit of an exception, Doug, because you also have to count the fact that they have the Doug Steffen fan club in town.
That's
too.
Probably and the problem. You're right. Yeah, that takes care of that. So in terms of the lowest share of rush hour traffic congestion, looks like West Virginia is the king of that. Very little rush hour, whereas California has the highest. And there's nothing that isn't expected there, right?
Right, you know, exactly. And it's interesting, too, that it depends where you go in California. You know, there's lots of California. There's only three states on the West Coast. And this, when you go up and down the coast, and California is most of the West Coast, so there's a lot of places that don't have. But when you go to L.A. or San Francisco, San Diego, oh, boy. I mean, somebody who has to leave 4 hours before a basketball game just to go see the game, just to get in to see the Lakers in L.A. Live, that's a tough one. So it can be horrible. Just depends on where you live in California. But there's plenty of deserts and rural areas that don't have bad traffic. It's just that in L.A. it's pretty awful.
Well, when you go up the 5, you live in the Portland area, so when the 5 comes through there, how's the traffic on the 5 when you're going around Portland?
Horrible, but we also have an extra thing, and that's the people in Portland don't know how to drive. And it's well documented that, they'll change lanes without signaling and all that sort of thing. And then on top of that, we have this big core of people who, for some strange and bizarre reason, thinks bicycles are the way to go. And they just make everything far worse.
There have been 2 people killed on bicycles here in California this week. When you look, people, one of them apparently was a result of road rage. The guy driving the car was cut off by the guy on the bicycle. He was in the bicycle lane, however, the driver was in the wrong lane. And so he ran over this guy, and then he went back with a knife to finish him off.
Wow.
This is mostly, right, hello.
That's a bit of an extreme.
My God.
I honk my horn, and I feel bad sometimes, but, not quite getting to those extremes.
All right, what are the other takeaways here as far as time and what? I look at it as how much gasoline are we wasting, how much of people's lives is being wasted. There's sort of a choice, I suppose, in there. And I think those are the things that need to be monitored. But also the price of gasoline. Is this on your website, ourautoexpert.com?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir. More there.
All right. Check it out. Nick Miles here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.